Hi everybody, good evening, and welcome to Finding Japan, episode 24, my Thursday, your Friday, Saturday. Right now it's Thursday night, and I'm walking home from work. It's a beautiful night. Kind of rained, so it cooled everything off. Now everything's sort of damp and humid, but it's still a little cooler, so I don't mind it as much. I'm going to talk about a few things really quick. Hopefully the road noise and everything won't get too bad. But I wanted to talk about what this episode is about, and primarily it's about my Japanese language ability. And the big feature of this podcast will be some audio that I recorded today at school with a classmate of mine on a small interview project we did. So you will get to hear my mangled Japanese interacting with real wakai hito, young people Japanese, on the street, on the beat. Okay, getting a little excited here. I'm looking forward to some katsu for dinner tonight. Alex and I, my roommate Alex, every so often we end up going to this katsu place to get something to eat. And we kind of missed our regularly scheduled date of last week, or I'm sorry, of last night. So I think we're going to do it today instead. And it looks like the rain held off just enough, so it'll be fairly easy to do. And I'm just waiting across the street, so don't look weird. Okay, and now we continue. So I'm kind of in an excited mood. The katsu there is so good. Maybe I'll do another katsu cast. I attempted to record one before, but it really just didn't come out good, and Alex and I really weren't talking about anything terribly interesting, so maybe we'll try to change that tonight. Anyway, so here is the clip of us, myself, and my classmate Alex from France, walking through the Waseda campus and talking to Japanese students. The topic, Nihon no Ongaku, or Japanese music. So hope you enjoy. Hey everybody, what's up? This is Christopher. I'm here with Alex from France. Say hi, Alex.
Bonjour, guys.
Alex and I are here cruising the Waseda campus looking for potential interviewees for a class project we have. We have to interview them on a particular topic, and I'm going to post this as sort of an example of how far maybe our Japanese has progressed since we've started. How long have we been in school here at Waseda so far, do you know?
Oh, like, asking me what? Oh, Waseda was started like 2 months ago, right?
Yeah, about two months ago, right?
Yeah.
So we've had just about 8 weeks of intensive Japanese.
It's been quite intensive, right?
And so do you feel like you know enough Japanese to survive now, or?
clearly not. No. I mean, I thought initially that just 6 months of intensive courses. Of intensive Japanese class, and okay, you're set, and you can almost speak, not be fluent, but you can speak correctly. But now, I think 6 months is not going to be enough, not at all.
Okay, now, so for if there's any French listeners that listen to this, describe what you just said in French instead.
Ah, le japonais c'est très 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 difficile, et surtout les kanji. Ne le faites pas, ne le faites pas.
I actually, in my business program, we have people who are doing what I'm doing in France.
Oh, right.
Who are learning French.
So really?
Be wow. Interesting for them to hear your voice as well.
I don't know who's going to be more unhappy. I mean, you, who are in Japan and who have to learn all the 2,000 kanjis and all this weird grammatical structure, or your fellow comrades who are in France and have to deal
with French people.
Yeah, with French people first. French people, French accents, and French grammar, which is terrible.
Well, really some terrible. Of them speak French almost pretty natively. It's incredible. And some of them are learning, after learning Spanish. Mm. They've already known Spanish and learning French now.
Of course, yeah.
And some are, you know, somewhere still, in between.
Spanish seems to be easy compared to French, to me.
I think it's because primarily the sounds.
Oh. Right.
So, well, thanks for your input there. And appreciate it.
I like it. So thank you.
Let's see, find a nice quiet place. Talk to someone. This is actually a really cool area. I never knew, like, a lot of this stuff was here. Introductions?
Yeah.
Okay. 失礼しますが、ちょっと時間がありますか？
ない。
はい、ありがとうございます。
Maybe you should first tell her that we are Japanese students and we want to make an interview. Because if you ask, if do you have time, maybe they mean, you know, that our hearts are not so pure.
Yeah.
See?
That could be it.
Because they look a little bit scared.
Yeah, kind of. Or maybe it would just be better to talk to guys.
Actually, they had time.
Okay.
I mean, it's obvious.
すみませんが、はい、ちょっと時間がありますか？今、日本語の学生ですが、はい、ちょっとインタビューをしていますか？
はいは
い、いいですか？
あ、大丈夫ですよ。
はい。
あ、じゃあ、こっちで。
はいはい。
5分だけ
でいいですか？はいはい。ためは、日本の音楽。
あ、はい。
はいはいはい。よく音楽を聴きますか？
まあ聴きますね。はい、
はい、はいはい。どんな音楽を聴きますか？あ、ごめんなさい、テープでいいですか？
あ、はい、はい、そうですね、
どの
ポップ、ミュージック、
ジャパン、ポップ、
そうですね、J-POP、
これもそうですね、J-POP、J-POP は一番好きですか？
そうですね、でも昔はよく洋楽っていうんですか、外国の音楽も聴いてましたけど、
どんなグループ、バンド、
何のバンド、
バンド
は、バンドか、バンドだと。何がいいかな、宇多田ヒカルが好きなんですけど、バンドだと、あとは洋楽はイーグルスと
え
イーグルスって知ってます？イーグルス、
イーグルス、
アメリカの
カントリー、アメリカイーグルス、
イーグルス、
アメリカから来ます
。あ、そうなんですか。あ、じゃあそう、好きなんですか、あれ。
はい、ちょっと日本のバンドが好きです。
あ、そうなんですか。
はいはい、トライセラトプス。
あ、トライセラトプス。
はい、ギタールウォーフ。
お
ー、
渋
い。どこで音楽を聴きますか？
自分はもう iPod で。
iPod で。自転車で。
そうですね。家で聴くっていうよりか。
え？
なんか外で聴いてるのが多い。
通学中とかがほとんど。
聴きながら何をしてるんですか？
なんだろう、通学とかですかね。
あと勉強しながらも聞いてたりします。高校時代はよくラジオを聞いてて、勉強中にそれで洋楽とかを聞いてたんですけど。
そうですね。他の質問があるんですか？はい、ありがとうございます。
ありがとうございました。Do you have a festival vacations?
Yeah, kind of.
Maybe that will help you.
Well, we asked them like 6 questions.
I think we asked all the questions.
I know, yeah. We asked all the ones that I think that we were supposed to ask.
Yeah.
Maybe they thought I had a taser. すみません、ブスッ、すみません、ちょっとずつブスッ。
Well, maybe the girls found so too.
That, no, that's what I mean. The girls.
Oh, you mean about the girls? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe.
It's probably better to talk to guys.
Well, I think it's easier, but talking to girls can be funnier.
All right.
If you only interview guys, that's well.
I think we're at a disadvantage too because we're two Caucasian. European-looking people.
Yeah. So, oh man, just want to get a date or...
That was really funny, though.
I mean,
she's like, nah. Damn. All right, you scope the next target.
Okay.
We probably should get away from this construction, man.
I don't know.
5分だけ。いいですか?いや、大丈夫。そう、すみません。テープでいいですか?今、日本語の学生です。ちょっと練習します。練習しています。後で聞きます。オッケー。そう、can you tell me?日本の音楽。 日本の音楽を聴きますか？
少し。どんな音楽？J-POP。
何のバンドを聴きますか？
スマップです。
あ、スマップ、本当。わかります。どこで聞きますか？
家が。
iPod がありますか？ iPod でよく聞きますか？自転車で。
自転車で。
聞きながら何をしていますか？勉強します。
家だと聞きながら勉強だけで。
なんで
カメラ？何してるの？
あなたは
家だと勉強です。電車の中だと本読みたい。
本当。
ああ
すごい。私も電車で本を読んでいます。でも上に家に。勉強しています。はい。他に質問が、他に質問がありますか？
今終わりました。
はい。
そう、
ありがとうございます。
頑張ってください。
はい。We got four people.
Yeah.
You think we're done?
So
I think we're finished because we've interviewed four people now.
Four people? You think we're finished? No, I mean, we can interview some more.
You want to?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
Sumimasen ga.
Sumimasen ga.
Nihongo no gakusei desu. Chotto chika na arimasu ka? 5分だけ
大丈夫です。
いいですか？
はい、いいですよ。
少しインタビューをしています。テーマは日本語音楽です。
日本語音楽。
はい。テープでいいですか？
うん。
後で聞きます。練習します。
あ、いいです。
はい。ありがとうございます。
日本語の音楽は聞きますか？
はい。
はい。じゃあどんな音楽？J-POP。
SMAP。
スマップ。
スマップ
。宇多田ヒカル。
あ、宇多田ヒカル聞きます。
本当。一番好きなバンドが。
好きなバンド。
ミ
ミスターチルドレン。私はトライセラトプス。
あー、すごい懐かしい、ね。
トライセラトプスとギターウォーフ。ギターウォーフ。
ギターウォーフ。
古いのは多分。
古すぎてわからない。
あのどこでよくどこで音楽を聴きますか。
どこで、あ、iPod とかでいつも知られる。
そう、何でもいいです。
そう、どこでも。
電車。
そう、電車。
うちで。
通学してる途中。学校に行く途中。
うん。
で道で。うん。うん、
あ、聞きながら何をしてますか。歩くうちでうちで掃除をします
。それもあるし、
あ、今仕事がありますか。
仕事、
あ、
バイト、アルバイトしてます、
はい、バイトで来てもいいですか、うん、
いや
バイトで、
バイトはダメです。
あ、ダメです。
多分以上ですけど、
はい、
ありがとうございました。
頑張ってください。
ありがとう、頑張ります。
Oh, I think that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, we got six people in. Helps to do it in pairs too, because I don't think they feel as threatened. Oh, we're gonna get this on recording, man. We're gonna go by the bento guy.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is great.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Do you know exactly what he's saying?
I haven't really listened to it to think about it in detail.
Yeah.
Like to really hear it. I just know somewhere in there he's yelling bento.
Bento, right, yeah. Bento!
So we're gonna walk by this guy right now and you'll get to hear it. Right now, the area we're returning to has...
Maybe he doesn't know what he's saying.
Yeah, it could be true. He probably doesn't know. Where is he?
I don't hear him.
He's
over there, but he's in silent mode.
He's in silent mode. He's on vibrate.
Yeah, he's on vibrate mode. He's
There he is. All right, let's find him. Where is he? There he is.
He's here.
Yeah. Yeah, but now they're going to think I want to buy something.
Oh, it's good.
Yakiniku bento.
There we go. We got him. So that's some of the audio chaos you hear during lunchtime here at the Waseda campus. Well, that's it for episode 24. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I was talking to Alex about this episode too, just before I put it up, and I was telling him how I needed to do sort of a little outro, but... One of the things that I noticed after re-listening to this episode quite a few times in the process of preparing it is that I realized that my friends who don't speak Japanese will probably think that the Japanese I do speak is really good. And likewise, my friends who do speak Japanese pretty well will most likely think that my Japanese is horrible and horribly mangled. One of the things I'm learning, though, is my Japanese seems to have progressed to a point where I can actually know enough to realize how bad it really is. So I think now I'm pretty much at a point where I can understand about 90% of my teacher's instructions without having to use a dictionary, and I can understand when words are being used that I don't know as opposed to grammar. So I think that's pretty good. But I think one of the things that this little episode has taught me is, number one, I'm going to record myself speaking Japanese much, much more. There are a few few things that I noticed in listening back to it as well in terms of
being able to speak in a way that native people can recognize and understand really well. And one of them is constantly saying, hi, 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 hi. From my perspective, listening back to that, it seems like it's kind of hurried. And I'm not really taking the time to understand what people are saying. In fact, that's the opposite. I really do understand what people are saying. That's my way of agreeing. So I think I need to work more on saying things like, so, this, and that, and really meaning it. It's tough, though, because when you're learning Japanese, they teach you so, this, and that pretty early, and it gets kind of repetitive, and it seems stupid. So I think people are not so inclined to use it when, in fact, it's used very often. So that's something I'm going to work on. And also, the second thing I noticed is that in recording, you actually get a better sense for your timing of speech and what it sounds like when you are thinking of words. A lot of times people will sit there and go, well, or they may stutter over words, or they may make words longer or shorter to the point where they're not understandable. And I don't think I did that so much, but there's a few things that I think I could work on. So anyway, that's my own sort of self-criticism of this episode after listening to it a few times. I hope you all enjoyed it, and if you are studying Japanese, send me a note, send me your experiences. There's now a little voicemail thing on the website where you can leave a voice message if you would rather do that than type out an entire message, so please feel free to do that. So with that, I will end this episode. Sorry it's so short. I have been editing the coffee episode number 2. And the reason why is because I'd recorded some audio that I planned on using, but unfortunately it was unusable. So I must go get another cup of coffee before finishing that one up. Okay, that's it. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and I will catch up with you all soon. Take care now. Bye.